Hey guys, thank you for tuning in with me, April Autumn, here on Anchor. Today we are celebrating the 150th birth anniversary of the legendary Indian activist and the influencer for Ahimsa, Mahatma Gandhi. Today in this episode, in this podcast, I'll be reading the excerpts from his autobiography, which name is An Autobiography or the Story of My Experiment with Truth, Gandhi. Okay, so, and later I will be adding some of my favorite quotes from him. So stay tuned. So first, I will be reading an excerpt from chapter 23. It's about when he went to the Paris and saw the Eiffel Tower over there. So here I start reading, okay? I had read a lot about the fashions and frivolity of Paris. These were in evidence in every street, but the churches stood noticeably apart from the scenes. A man will forget the outside noise and bustle as soon as he entered one of these churches. His manner will change. He will behave with dignity and reverence as he passed someone kneeling before the image of the Virgin. The feeling I had then had since been growing on me, that all this kneeling and prayer could not be mere superstition. The devout souls kneeling before the Virgin could not be worshipping mere marble. They were fired with genuine devotion, and they worshipped not stone, but the divinity of which it was symbolic. I have an impression that I felt then that by this worship, they were not detracting from but increasing the glory of God. I must say a word about the Eiffel Tower. I do not know what purpose it serves today, but I then heard it greatly disparaged as well as praised. I remember that Tolstoy was the chief among those who disparaged it. He said that the Eiffel Tower was a monument of man's folly, not of his wisdom. Tobacco, he argued, was the worst of all intoxicants, inasmuch as a man addicted to it was tempted to commit crimes which a drunkard never dared to do. Liquor made a man mad, but tobacco clouded his intellect and made him build castles in the air. The Eiffel Tower was one of the creations of a man under such influence. There is no art about the Eiffel Tower. In no way can it be said to have contributed to the real beauty of the exhibition. Men flocked to see it and ascended it as it was a novelty and a unique dimensions. It was the toy of the exhibition. So long as we are children, we are attracted by toys, and the tower was a good demonstration of the fact that we are all children attracted by trinkets. That may be claimed to be the purpose served by the Eiffel Tower. So, here were some thoughts of Mahatma Gandhi on that subject. Then there is a chapter where he states about his simplicity, his simple life, and he does his laundry on his own for the first time, and it's his experience about using a lot more starch on the collar, because when he gives the clothes for laundry, their expenses goes high. Okay, so here is the excerpt. Why am I reading this for you? Because you need to read the autobiography, at least listen to the audiobook if it's available, and get inspired. Okay, so here I start reading it. I had started on a life of ease and comfort, but the experiment was short-lived. Although I had furnished the house with care, yet it failed to have any hold on me. So no sooner had I launched forth on that life than I began to cut down expenses. The washer Man's bill was heavy, and as he was besides by no means noted for his punctuality, even 2 or 3 dozen shirts and collars proved insufficient for me. Collars had to be changed daily, and shirts, if not daily, at least every alternate day. This meant a double expense which appeared to me unnecessary. So I equipped myself with a washing outfit to save it. I bought a book on washing, studied the art, taught it also to my wife. This no doubt added to my work, but its novelty made it a pleasure. I shall never forget the first collar that I washed myself. I had used more starch than necessary. The iron had not been made hot enough, and for fear of burning the collar, I had not pressed it sufficiently. The result was that, though the collar was fairly stiff, the superfluous starch continually dropped off it. I went to court with the collar on, thus inviting the ridicule of brother barristers. But even in those days, I could be impervious to ridicule. "Well," said I, "this is my first experiment at washing my own collars, and hence the loose starch. But it does not trouble me, and then there is the advantage of providing you with so much fun. But surely there is no lack of laundries here," asked a friend. "The laundry bill is very heavy," said I. "The charge for washing a collar is almost as much as its price. And even then, there is the eternal dependence on the washerman. I prefer by far to wash my things myself." So, see you guys how Mahatma Gandhi was independent. He learned everything. He read about it. He got clever, brave, and truly independent. Okay. Now, I will conclude this excerpt reading from the last chapter, which is Farewell. It is a chapter he wrote when he was in Nagpur, okay? So, because since 1921, he had worked for Congress leader, and hence his life was much more public. So, okay. It's a long thing, but I'll read this for you. "But the path of self-purification is hard and steep. To attain to perfect purity, one has to become absolutely passion-free in thought, speech, and action. To rise above the opposing currents of love and hatred, attachment and repulsion, I know that I have not in me as yet that triple purity, in spite of constant ceaseless striving for it. That is why the world's praise fails to move me. Indeed, it very often stings me to conquer the subtle passions, seems to me to be harder far than the physical conquest of the world. By the force of arms, ever since my return to India, I had experiences of the dormant passions lying hidden within me. The knowledge of them has made me feel humiliated, though not defeated. The experiences and experiments have sustained me and given me a great joy. But I know that I have still before me a difficult path to traverse. I must reduce myself to zero. So long as a man does not of his own free will put himself last among his fellow creatures, there is no salvation for him. Ahimsa is the farthest limit of humility." In bidding farewell to the reader for the time being at any rate, I ask him to join me in prayer of God of Truth that he may grant me the boon of Ahimsa in mind, word, and deed. So yes, guys, here it is, some excerpts from the book, autobiography of Mahatma Gandhi. And as I promised you, I'm going to share the quotes which have inspired people like us. So here I go. I mean, here I start reading to the quotes. So first one is, "Prayer is the key of the morning and the bolt of the evening." Wow, I just love this quote because it's so much important to start your day thanking God for the new day He have given you. And thanking again and being grateful for everything He has to offer on that day. and you have to give gratitude to him. So this is the awesome quote by him. The second one I like is, you must be the change you wish to see in the world. Ah, this quote is everybody's favorite, and we shall execute it, we shall imbibe it within us. Yes, and the third one is, the weak can never forgive. Forgiveness is the attribute of the strong. Really, this is something everybody of us should know. Okay, we, even I, even you, we all have that ego-centered belief, and we forget to forgive sometimes, and we don't even forgive our own self sometimes, even though we haven't done anything, right? So it's very important to forgive everybody, to heal, to see that what's next, to and I shall make a point that he absolutely doesn't mean by this that you don't shoot somebody if they are shooting you, like on the borders or something like that. It's a different story. You have to do it, okay? You have to secure your nation from those terrorists and stuffs. But this is a good quote. Forgiveness is the attribute of the strong, okay? The fourth one, favorite, is happiness is when what you think, what you say, what you do are in harmony. Really, you can't just pretend everything. If these three things are in line, are connected, then obviously you are undoubtedly happy. It's the truth, okay? And the last favorite of mine is, nobody can hurt me without my permission. That's so true. If you allow anybody to rule over your head by their stupid bullshit, of course they're going to hurt you, right? Of course they're going to hurt you that way. So if you don't allow them, or you just be so strong that whatever they do doesn't affect you, and you just love yourself, and you really do, okay? There's so much to learn. So I gave you my favorite quotes on prayer. I added something about change. Then also there was a quote about forgiveness, happiness, and about hurting and loving yourself much more. So this Gandhi Jayanti, promise yourself that you love yourself, you accept the truth, you believe in truth, you are peaceful, and you go behind your goals and achieve them and never stop ever, whatever happens, okay? And be patient. I mean, be patient, because having patience is very important, because if you want good things to come, you need to be patient, okay? You need to have that skill of being patience. So patience is an ultimate virtue, as I always say. You can connect with me on Instagram. My handle is APRIL_AUTUMN12. You can connect with me there. You can read lots of quotes which are original, written by me, and you can read my blog as well, which is stunning20web.wordpress.com, and I would love to work with you. So if you go on my blog and just switch to hire me page, you can let me know what I can do for you, how I can help you, okay? So just connect with me. I would love to be replying you soon as I can. So have a great day, be inspiring, keep inspiring, read inspiring, and make your 20s, 30s awesome, okay? Thank you for tuning in with me, April Autumn here, and I will be back soon, so I'll catch with you later. Thank you. Very soon I'll be catching with you, okay? Later means never, like that, but I'll be catching with you very soon, okay? Thank you.